news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Dorian finally moved away from the Bahamas Tuesday and left behind major destruction and in many places, complete devastation. One relief worker told the Associated Press, quote, "It's total devastation. It's decimated. Apocalyptic. It looks like a bomb went off. It's not rebuilding something that was there. We have to start again." 7 deaths have already been reported, and more information is expected to emerge in the coming days as more about the storm is known. It is now a Category 2 hurricane and on track to hug the coasts of Florida and Georgia through Wednesday night before moving up toward the Carolinas on Thursday and Friday. As if on cue, CNN's first-of-its-kind evening of climate crisis town halls begins Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Eastern, followed in a couple of weeks by a similar forum on MSNBC. Well, it's baby steps, but Walmart said Tuesday that it would discontinue the sale of ammunition used in high-capacity magazines and military-style weapons. It's also stopped the sale of handguns in Alaska, the last state where they permitted that. Walmart has asked its customers not to openly carry firearms in stores, even in states where open carry is permitted. So good news from a big corporation. Now we need Congress to act. Proving why his new nickname fits, Massacre Mitch, the Senate Majority Leader, went on a right-wing radio show on Tuesday where he was asked why he refused to bring up the universal background check bill the House passed earlier this year. McConnell said, "We're in a discussion about what to do on the gun issue in the wake of these horrendous shootings. I said several weeks ago that if the president took a position on a bill that we knew would actually be making a law and not just having serial votes, I'd be happy to put it on the floor." Amy Klobuchar, in response, said literally he's giving up the power of the Senate. And on Sunday, Donald Trump said that the mass shooting in West Texas the day before, quote, "really hasn't changed anything." Continuing, he said, "Over the last 5, 6, or 7 years, no matter how strong you make your background checks, it wouldn't have stopped any of it." Wrong. This last shooter in Odessa bought his gun in a private sale, which currently doesn't require a background check, which he would have failed. The House-passed bill would have worked in this case, and 7 people would likely still be alive. From the protests' work file, in a video address, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced a full withdrawal of the extradition bill that has sparked months of sometimes violent arrests on city streets to, quote, "fully allay public concerns." Protests erupted in June in Hong Kong after Lam put forward a bill allowing people to be extradited to mainland China to be tried by the justice system there. Over in the UK, things are getting, well, Trumpy, I guess. Boris Johnson, the new prime minister, has lost control of parliament. Facing his first House of Commons vote on the first day of the new parliamentary term, Johnson fell to a big defeat as 21 of his own conservative members of parliament joined forces with opposition parties to back the first stage of legislation that will delay Brexit again from its current date of October 31st if no deal with the EU is in sight. It's kind of complicated, so let's get this explainer of what the hell's going on over there from CNN.
A rebel alliance of lawmakers rose up against the UK Prime Minister and moved to put a stop to a no-deal Brexit. Boris Johnson then sacked 21 members of his own party who had backed the measure, and he made good on his threat to seek a general election. Take a listen.
The leader of the opposition has been begging for an election for 2 years. He has crowds of supporters outside calling for an election. I don't want an election, but if MPs vote tomorrow to stop negotiations and to compel another pointless delay to Brexit, potentially for years, then that would be the only way to resolve this. And I can confirm that we are tonight tabling a motion under the fixed term Parliament.
I think that the only positive thing one can take of this right now, we've really reached a breaking point, perhaps even a new breaking point. But I think that having Boris Johnson at the helm and his group, his cabinet of Brexiteers, after these 3 years when he allowed the transition and Prime Minister May to be there, is they're starting to understand while being in the hot seat, what it is really like to deal with this particular issue. And I think that what we have been witnessing in Parliament for the last few hours is essentially a fight to the death on the question of Brexit, with Boris Johnson's party desperately trying to appeal to Nigel Farage and to the Brexit Party, without whom they cannot win a general election. And on the other side of the political spectrum, the opposition coming together, not so much for something, for a particular definition of Brexit, but against a no deal. And it seems that as things stand right now, they've succeeded at least in achieving that.
Closer to home, the Pentagon is moving forward with the Trump administration's plan to move billions of dollars away from military projects to fund the construction of his stupid wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, officially authorized the transfer of up to $3.6 billion. Come on, Congress, do something. A North Carolina court ruled Tuesday that the state's legislative districts are unconstitutional. It's a unanimous decision that opens a new front in the national battle over partisan gerrymanders. The judges set a deadline of September 17th by which North Carolina's Republican-led General Assembly must submit redrawn state House and Senate district maps to be reviewed by a court-appointed referee. In their ruling, the judges stated that the plaintiffs had proved the effect of the partisan maps drawn by the state legislator was that, quote, in all but the most unusual election scenarios, the Republican Party will win a majority of both chambers of the General Assembly. And finally, congratulations are in order to friend of the show, Brian Karam, Playboy correspondent of the U.S. A judge has blocked the White House's decision to revoke his press pass over a Rose Garden incident with former White House aide Sebastian Gorka. The judge, Rudolph Contreras, issued a decision Tuesday night granting a preliminary injunction restoring Karam's hard pass on the grounds that the reporter had no clear notice of the rules governing press behavior at events like the presidential appearance that preceded the heated exchange. All righty then. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. All my work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Just click the donate button. And thanks.